In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from the Old Testament lesson from the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy. The Lord has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession, not because you are more in number than any other people, but because the Lord loves you. Several years ago, a student sat in my office talking generally about how life was going for him as well as life on this campus. In the midst of all of this, he asked a question which seemed to be the real reason for his stopping by. Why is life so unfair? He asked. The question seemed to be unusual because the student himself was not in crisis. His classes were going well, as were his grades. His social life and love life were also good. He was engaged to be married and had friends coming out of his ears. Life is good, would sum up how he felt. But that was the problem. Life was too good. It seemed to him that he was getting all of the breaks while several of his friends were trying as hard as they could to do well, but somehow they all seemed to fall short of their goals. So his question, why is life so unfair? That question arose out of the guilt of his own good fortune. Ever feel that way? I know I sometimes do. And yet I also have to say that the majority of us ask that question from the other side of the table. Like in a card game, life deals one bad hand after another, and after the 10th losing hand, we ask, why is life so unfair? Why can't good fortune smile on us at least once? And yet, believe it or not, that kind of attitude is the way it often is for people in our times. The July issue of Time magazine backs me up on this. An article entitled "The Pessimism Index" points to a new poll that shows that nearly 10 years after 9/11, our greatest enemy is ourselves. I quote, "Just 10 years into a new century, more than two-thirds of the country see the past decade as a period of decline for the U.S., according to the new Time Aspen Ideas Festival poll that probed Americans on the decade since the tragic events of September 11, 2001. The poll confirms that the country is going through one of the longest sustained periods of unhappiness and pessimism ever. According to the poll, only 6% of more than 2,000 Americans believe that the country has completely recovered from the events of 9/11. The article then asks and answers the following question. How does the past decade compare to other decades in the past 100 years? 47% of those polled say one of the worst. So if what the article is saying is true, maybe life is unfair. But I would say, not when we have a God like the one the writer of Deuteronomy describes. A God who looks at us the way he did Israel, as a treasured possession. A God who loved Israel not because of her size or achievements, but simply because he loved her. And Israel's God is ours too. Like he did with Israel, he loves us because he loves us. Paul, in the epistle that you heard read earlier, says it this way, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, How will he not also with him graciously give us all good things? Who can separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or danger or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us, and nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in the minds of the writer of Deuteronomy or Paul, when we are in the hands of God, unfairness loses its sting. Again, why? God cares for us. In his mind, our value lies not in our achievements, but in his gift of grace, in his commitment of divine care. Yes, even when we catch ourselves joining in with those who think our country and our world is falling apart, even when we find ourselves creating pessimism indexes instead of lying or kneeling down in worship and praise of the one who lived and died and rose again for us, yes, even when we find ourselves among those whose faces are etched with the sorrows of our times, the frailty of our achievements, and the fragile security upon which we build our lives, there is always the voice of our God who shouts out to us with no uncertainty, "I, your Creator and Redeemer, care for you. You matter to me. I love you because I love you." And that changes our often asked question, why is life so unfair, to how is God transforming life's unfairness into life's blessings? And echoing over it all, again, is his declaration, "I love you because I love you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.